Okay, last week was Karei HaTofer, and so we're going to go on now to the next malacha, is Koisev and Moichek, is writing and erasing. So the malacha of Ksiva Midaraisa is only if you write two letters. If you write one, it's also awesome Midarabanan. Okay, and but as we'll see, a very big chiddush in the malacha of writing, which ends up being more nogeya than the actual writing itself, is that the soid of the malacha of ksiva in the Mishkan wasn't just writing a letter; it was writing two letters. Why two? Maybe three, four. What's two? Because the malacha of ksiva in the Mishkan was making two letters that are read together. Lashon the Mishnah. Yeah, that the Nikrim Biyachad, that the two letters are read together to create an idea, or to create some sort of connection. So therefore, we're going to see that in addition to that creating the idea through letters could be also called writing. Or we'll see making a picture maybe is called writing. So Akapanim, the Malacha of, and that's why there's a big Chiddush, that even if you write, that if you write one, it's awesome. Because one could think that maybe you wrote one, you didn't really do anything yet. You just wrote one letter.
If a guy added the second letter.
It's a good shayla. So we all, it's awesome, but it's not chayv midaraisa. Right, because maybe you created the idea.
That's how you created the idea.
But if you wrote the last letter in a Sefer Torah, that you are chayv.
Because
you created
the last
timer
in the book, right?
I guess so, yeah. Something like that.
Putting the letter, you're always putting the last letter.
So it's right here.
When you put a letter, you're always putting the last letter.
Why?
Since you finish it, that's the last letter written.
What do you mean? But the next
you just write one letter, the next day.
Yeah, but that's not a significant
it's
work.
Like when a person looks for a lost object, they always look in the last, they always find it in the last place.
So it's like this. So now let's go through a little bit some of the basic halacha. So first of all, you only chayv midaraisa on ksiva if you wrote down on something which is miskayim, ksav miskayim. But if you wrote down on ksav she'eno miskayim, if you wrote it in a way that it's not going to last, it's still aser, okay? Or it's still aser, it's not chayv, it's not aser midaraisa, but it's aser midarabanan. So it sounds like this. If you have a glass bottle of, let's say, grape juice or wine, and on the bottle you're playing around with it, you know, so you put your fingers in the condensation and you write a letter, it's awesome because you're writing a letter, and even though it's not miskayim, the Mishnah Berurah says
it's not again in Florida. I guess on the bottle.
I was gonna say not on the window. In the Mishnah Berurah's case, it's on the window, but I changed the case for our consistency. Or in the snow, right? Exactly. So but if you do it on the wind, if you do it on, I remember still in yeshiva, it was in. Pretty scary, yeah. So it was 21 years ago. It's pretty scary. It's 21 years ago. I remember the Rebbe. So I remember this still. So we were learning on Shabbos in the yeshiva, and he was teaching us that if you write on a ksav, which is not miskayim, if you write a ksav, this halacha, that it doesn't last, it's not chayv d'oraisa, it's only chayv d'rabbanan. For example, and he went to the window, and the window was dusty. And he put his finger in the window, and he wrote someone's name. I remember whose name he wrote. Okay, he wrote the guy's name, four letters, in the name. The biggest joke was is that they never dusted the window, so that thing was there for the rest of the year. It stayed, and the whole class we kept on joking about. Oh, his name is still up in the window. Maybe you were mechayev deraisa for that because it lasted the whole year.
Oh no!
But it was just a riot. They never dusted the windows in the yeshiva. But
he didn't do it on Shabbos.
What?
I thought you were saying
no, because it would be also drabbanan anyway. You wouldn't do it on Shabbos. But his point was, you see, if you just do this, it's only us in their abundance, not us in their eyes.
They're going to clean it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But, the Maisa, it's only us in their abundance. Now, the Maisa, most of us are not going around writing letters on Shabbos. So, we have to, and where is this halacha negeya? Okay? So, where is it negeya? So, the first place it's negeya is because, first of all, there's also an isser in writing pictures. So you're not allowed to make pictures on Shabbos. Okay, so we're not making pictures either. But this is the source why, this whole halach is the source why it's a shayla to walk in front of a surveillance camera. Because you're creating your picture on the screen. So therefore, you're doing kaysev. Right, because you're being kaysev. Because your picture is being on the screen. You're making your picture go on the screen by standing in front of there. Now, if we give a whole shiur about it, that it could be that Vosner says that if you're just going, you know, on your way, you don't care about it, it's nothing, it's not called a ksiva at all. But if you do care about it, it could be it's not so poshut anymore. You know, you want to be protected. That's what we kept on speaking about, right? If you want, that's why we said at that time that could be if you have a surveillance camera, but you turn off the screen. So now.
What? In synagogue now where the camera outside.
Right, but if the screen is off, so just recording the information, so in case anything happens, they have it recorded, and it's recorded digitally. It used to be a shayla when they would record it on film. Because film, in a way, had the picture, right? You just have to develop the film. But nowadays, there's no film, so what you have digital. So digital, there's no picture until it's on the screen. So if the screen is off, it's just information, right? So there's no real picture. So if the screen is off, the picture was not recorded anywhere. You could recreate the picture after Shabbos if you want to go back to that information. But it's just recorded as information, if I understand the Metzius correctly. Something like that. So Mamela, that's one of the major applications, and there's a whole shayla. Is it called a ksav miskayim in a miskayim? So some hold that you know it's called a ksav miskayim. It will be awesome. Okay, another.
Another demonstration in Yerushalayim where the police do take pictures. They come with a video and take pictures. It was last week, I think, one demonstration. You know.
Yeah.
The police come and they take a picture. You know.
Well, if someone's taking a picture, I don't know if that's called you doing it.
No.
But here it's different. You're walking in front of the screen. You're walking in front of the screen, so you're putting your picture on the screen. If I'm standing here and a guy snaps a picture, what does it mean? Right? If a guy cuts off my finger, he was moitzidam, not me. I mean, just because he cut my finger. That's important to note. Another thing is that since we're explaining that the part of the malach of ksiva is not just writing the letter, but it's creating the word, okay? So there's a big, huge machlaikis. What's the halacha about being makariv oisiyos together? Are you allowed to bring letters together to create a word? Like playing the game of Scrabble and these type of, you know, these type of ideas. So Lamaisa, the halacha says like this. The source for this shayla of creating a concept or a letter or a group of letters by kirav v'richuk oisias, it's called in the halacha. All you're doing is you're not writing, you're not taking a pen and paper, but you're taking letters that are there already, and by kirav and richuk, you're creating a letter, or two letters, you're putting them together. So this is a halacha in the Levush, and in the Ramah. The shayla is, are you allowed to open a book? Are you allowed to open a book on Shabbos that has letters on it? And what then? You're allowed to close it. Because by opening it...
The letters are there when it's open or closed. You're not creating...
No, I'm talking about the letters that are printed on the side.
On the leaf.
Oh.
On the sides. So when you open it, you're destroying the words. When you're putting them together, you're creating the words. Right? So... Or a puzzle. So the halacha is... So halacha is like this. That if you are... The Levush says that it's it brings a shayla about this if it's aser, okay? We paskin, like this. Mishnah Berurah paskin, since all you're doing is creating, we're talking about ksiva now, law of writing. Since all you're doing is moving the parts of the letters apart from each other. You're not actually erasing any part of the letter. Everything's there. You're just moving it. So Mi'ikra Adin, we paskin that there's no Isser Mechika on that. Okay, there's no Isser Mechika on that. But the Maisa Mishnah Berurah says you should be machmer if you have a different book to use, you should be machmer. If you have a way to get out of the shayla, you should get out of the shayla. So you see that there is an inyan of ksiva and mechika, even on just separating different parts of the letters from each other, even if you're not creating a new letter. Okay, so Moshe takes from there that Moshe wants to taina. What's the halacha? Of he has two different shilas. One shila was binegea, a ripped book. Very often, let's say, or in a base medrash, you have a ripped sefer. Right? You have a siddur. You take the old siddur off the shelf, and the page is torn. It's still in there, but it's torn. Now you can't see the letters. So you take the torn part and you put it next to the other part. So Moshe says, is that a problem? You're writing the letters. Right? Yeah. So Moshe says, if the letter is legible without the other half of the thing, so it's not a problem because the letter was really essentially there already. But if it's not legible, so when you put the torn part of the page with the other part of the page, you're creating the letter at that point. So Moshe says you shouldn't do that. Now Moshe holds that Mamash Kumi is also to do it because he holds that the problem, that the whole heter was because it's made to open and close. And here it's not made to open and close. But the point is, the way we're learning even without that was kiruv and richuk, but maisa, you should be machmer on that. Okay? So, I remember there's a very, very chashuv Talmud Chacham, major, major Talmud Chacham in Lakewood. His name is Moshe Shimon Shapiro. So, he's a strict, I think he's Rabbi it could be his uncle. It could be he's Rabbi Shapiro's cousin or something like that. Or even he's related. The kids are so. How is Moshe Shimon Shapiro related to Rabbi Shapiro?
This is uncle.
Right. So my uncle. Uncle. So
cousin.
Cousin. So, it's a friend, yeah.
How old is he?
What? I don't know.
No?
Yeah, he's probably his uncle. So, fine. Anyway, so I remember one time in Lakewood Yeshiva, so he's sitting there by the sitter, the end of davening. He has a sitter there. And the end of davening, he left the sitter there and walked up, you know, to say good Shabbos. So everyone's looking at him, most people, you close your sitter and you put it back on the shelf. You just left the sitter open. So we went to look at the sitter, and the sitter had a torn page. So he was afraid that if he's closed it, he's putting the pages together. So he didn't want to close it. He just left it open. But anyway, so this thing, putting the pages together, and the case of Scrabble also, theoretically speaking, it could be it's a problem. So Ramosha said, because you're creating the words, but Ramosha says on that it's only usher if there's some sort of chibor, some sort of connection between the letters. So if you're just on a flat table, there's no real connection between one and the other, so that'll be okay. But if you have, let's say, on a board, they say, let's say like on a Scrabble board, so they're mechuber one letter to the other. So that could be taka shayla, according to Moshe. It's not pasha.
If they're magnets that attach, it's a problem.
Or magnets that attach, yeah. So let's say you have magnets on a fridge, if you're creating letters, I'm not sure, you know.
Yeah. You talking about cakes?
Yeah, we're getting there. Okay, so now that's kiruv and richuk oisiyos.
To bring a cake if you're talking about something.
Cap at a bottle, sometimes they put the letter around the cap on the top.
So that would be the same shayla. So if you, according to this, all you're not really ripping the letter, you're just taking one part of the letter apart from the other part. So it would depend. It would come out from there that according to our Moshe, it's Aser, because Moshe holds that the Iker Hetter of the book is because it's made to open and close. But according to most Poskim, if you can avoid it and you have a different bottle, then you should use the other bottle. You hear what he's asking? Are you allowed to open a bottle that has the letters across the bottom? Now, assuming you're allowed to open the bottle in the first place. But if you are allowed to open the bottle in the first place, what about the ones that have the letters across it? So according to this, if you compare it to the book, if you compare it to the book with the lettering, that you're separating the parts of the letter from each other, right? So according to this, it would come out that it's that if you have no other bottle, it would be mutter, because that's what the Mishnah Berurah says by the book. If you can get another book, you should. But if you don't have another book, you don't have to. And what a lot of people do by library books, a lot of library books have this. I have to have a stamp. Montgomery, whatever. That's what I was going with. Montgomery
County. What was the name of the library?
So what some people do is that they'll take a bookmark, a paper, and they'll put it in the side of the book before Shabbos. So that you've already broken apart the letter.
Oh, when something's written like this on the side?
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't, on our Shabbos, the Shabbos, you're allowed to open it.
A design, is that a
problem? So a design that's not a picture, like sometimes you'll have, on a lot of Sfarim, you have like just, like paint. Random paint, that's mutter. But if it's a design, which I've never seen that, but it's a design, would be a problem. Okay? So now it's like this. Moving on to
design's
the...
Design's a problem?
Pictures.
Oh, pictures?
Yeah, destroying a picture or creating a picture is also a shayla of koisiv and moichik.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's new to me.
Yeah, yeah, it's the same shayla.
Design?
A picture. I don't know design.
Not a design.
A design that doesn't represent anything, it's just to make it fancy, is nothing. It has to be representing something. A design which is.
Can eat the cake.
Right. A design which is. A design which is just making it fancy, but it's not doing anything. It's not. Why is a picture ksiva? Because the whole idea of ksiva is that you're representing an idea.
Which is worth a thousand words.
Right. So you're presenting an idea, right? But if you're not representing a concept with your picture, you're just making it fancy. That's not going to be called a. That's not called a ksiva. Right. Now, the other shaila that comes up very often is the shaila of. Oh, so according to what we're saying, by the way, so this thing about ripping through the letters is really not such a. According to this, what we're saying could be is not so chomer, because it says here that you're allowed to open the side of the book if you have no other book to use. Why? Because you're just separating it. So when you're ripping apart the letters, you really, the letters are still there, you're just separating them, right? You're moving apart the two parts of the paper. If you're destroying it, yeah, but if you make one rip down the middle, what?
It's not
what?
A cuff, let's say. I don't know. It's not a word. It's not a
word. Right, so it's the same thing as opening the book, no? That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's one thing if you erase the letter. But if you just move the two parts of the letter from each other, but even that they can't be read together, so now all you did is kiruv, all you did is richuk oisias, richuk. If you did richuk, right now, Ramesha doesn't hold like this, because Ramesha holds there's no het of richuk oisias. He holds that the ikra het was because by the book, it's because it was made to open and close. So therefore, you don't have that by these things. But by the, if you don't go with like that,
a bunch of little things connect. Here's one.
You say each page.
Each page has a little dot on it, so you put all that together.
Here, that's interesting, svara. Okay, here. Now it's like the here. Shaila's like this now. What about the cakes? That's what a lot of people know about ksiva and mechika. So what's the shaila? The Ramad, this brings down a case. If there's letters on a cake, are you allowed to eat the cake? So first of all, the question is, are you allowed to cut the cake? And the second question is, are you allowed to eat the cake?
There is little animal cookies. Do you eat them?
Huh?
The animal cookies.
Yeah, so it's very interesting. I remember when we learned this in Lakewood, we had this question, okay? But the halach is like this. If the you know, like on the tea biscuits, right? It says tea biscuit in the right? So that the Mishabura brings down from the Chayadam is mutter, because that's just the shape of the cake of the cookie. It's not necessarily a ksiva. It's not a letter on top of the cookie. That's just the shape of the cookie. It's engraved in the cookie. So that's not called you did a ksiva on the cookie. So therefore, there's no letters there. It's not called letters. And therefore, you'll be allowed to eat that cake. So according to that logic, also...
That's a design. It's designed with the green. It's a design, right?
Yeah, but it's conveying a message. No, but it's conveying a message.
If you wrote in the snow,
that's a tea biscuit. Why? No, but you made the letter. Over here, I'm not saying that, it's in a cookie, the cookie has a shape, so this is part of the shape of the cookie. it's a different idea.
Shoes with something on the bottom.
Yeah, hold on. Let's not do more than one thing at a time. So now it's like this. So huadin, your animal crackers, would be the same thing, since that's the shape of the cookie. So therefore, it's not going to be called erasing when you eat it, because it's just the shape of the cookie. Okay? However, what's interesting is that the halacha says that on Yom Tov, you're allowed to bake cookies. You're not allowed to bake cookies in a shape of anything specific, because it's like you're creating a picture. So you can't make, let's say, you can't make a specific shaped cookie on Yom Tov, because you're on Yom Tov, so you're not allowed to bake them. But if you bake it before, then you're allowed to eat it. So I'm not sure why that's true. What's the deal
with it? Why can't you make a? Why can't you bake a shaped cookie?
Because it's like you're writing a letter. It's like on Yom Tov. You're allowed to bake on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to write on Yom Tov. So therefore, that's called writing.
What about your sometimes you bake cookies that are already?
That's what I'm talking about. That would be a problem.
Yeah, but I mean, I thought you were talking about actually creating from scratch.
No, that's still, the point is you took the dough and you made it that shape. So that's a problem on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do that. Or, let's say you cut fruit, and you are trying to cut fruit in a specific shape. Yeah, so that's also a problem. Now, if it's just like a shape, that again, it's not representing any idea. It's just to make it look nice. That's you want to scoop the ice cream. You know, it's just, now you're not allowed to do it because you made a circle. No, that's just the shape of the food. That's not coming to represent any idea or concept. But if you're trying to replicate a concept, let's say you would take the ice cream and you make it look like a basketball. You know, like they have these cakes that they look like, you know, that they have these you know, you put all this stuff on there and it makes it look like a ball. So maybe that's how you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos.
Can you eat it or make it?
What?
You can't eat an apple and as you're eating it, kind of make it into something. Like chew it.
I don't know, you're pretty creative.
I'm talking about you're
baking a cake as in a specific shape. Not like you take your chicken and you tell your kid, "Oh, it's a this thing is really a police car. You want to eat it?" I'm saying, I'm not talking about that. A shape is not representing anything specific. You're not trying to replicate something else. What's ksiva? Ksiva is that you're conveying an idea. So if the pshat is you made a replica with your food of something. No, because that's the shape of the food. Yeah, that's the shape of the food. But if you want to make a heart shape, I don't know, face, you know, make so replicate something, that's a concept that you're not allowed to do. But right, but if you're that's a good kasha. Why is it that you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov? But if you did it, you're allowed to eat it. Why? Why isn't it called? Why? But we never got a good. Yeah, but the opposite of kosev is moichik. So if you're not allowed to make it on Yom Tov because it's kosev, so why are you allowed to eat it if it was made before? So it's a shtickle ara.
When you made it before Shabbat, you made it to eat.
I hear you saying, "All I'm doing there, I'm just eating. What do you want from my life?" Okay, so now, so that's with eating. And what's with the cakes, lemaisa? So the Ramah says that you're not allowed, lemaisa, to take writing on a cake, let's say icing writing on a cake, and destroy it on Shabbos. But if let's say you take the word. You got the cake, your kids are fighting, I want to get the name on my piece, I want to have these words on my piece. And Lamaisa, you got those words on your piece, and you eat the whole thing, so that the Ramah brings down his mutter. And this is one of the big sources for one of the big kulas in Hilchos Shabbos, because there's a lot of kulas over here. First of all, you're doing it, shalib miskaven, you're not trying to destroy the letters, you're just trying to eat. Okay, it's ena miskaven. It's loy nichalei. You don't really care about the fact that the letters are getting destroyed. It's kelach yad. Also, you're doing it. What's the normal way to erase letters? With an eraser, with your hand, not with your teeth. So therefore, you're doing it in an abnormal way.
You separate them when you
Okay, that's next question. The first question I said is, you're eating the whole name. So that now the question is fine. Let's say I'm, that maybe is mutter, but let's say I'm cutting them apart from each other. So that would be this shiloh, that if you should try to avoid that, it's like opening the book. You're separating, and even if you slice them before Shabbos, it could be the same shiloh. If you pre-cut the slices, so everything's already pre-cut. So all I'm going to do is, it says happy birthday, I already cut it before Shabbos, and all I did now is I took the letters, you know, and even between the letters, you're not, so it's not so pushy, you're allowed to cut on Shabbos. Because the message is separating one, the H from the A, and happy. Right. So today, we have the Mahadran cakes, that the cake became very frum, that the whole lettering is on like a piece of chocolate, or something from before, you can take off the whole thing. But that's to avoid this problem. Then everyone starts fighting over who gets a piece of chocolate. So you didn't really gain. Then you have to split the chocolate four ways. So you didn't really gain anything.
You know, you can't eat the letters.
You can eat the letters. The question is not so much eating letters. That's not the problem. The problem is cutting the letters.
One person should eat the whole.
If you can cut it without destroying the letters, and then you eat the letters, you're good.
Yeah, right. But we're saying that because there is a chashtiko. Now, if you don't have enough cake, then you'll be let it. I would suggest cut between the letters. Cut between the letters, and you know, but don't cut. You know.
I keep it. You know.
And cursive.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I had that question.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, because it's never really in between the letters. Mm-hmm. Because the letters are all mechubar. Fine. The other case of the Rambam says that you're not allowed to that's what I would say. There's a lot of ones. Let me just find them here because there are a lot of.
What did we see the answer was about eating the word happy birthday?
And what? In which case? Eating it is allowed. Yeah, you shouldn't necessarily cut up the whole slice, but eating it is
eating the
cake. Now, obviously, like we said before, if the cake, all cakes have a shtickl design, right? The icing is like, let's say, there's a little thing around it with the flowers and zachim, but those flowers are just for design. They're not coming to replicate a flower. We call it a flower. It's not really a flower. It's just there to make the cake look nice. So that's not going to be a shaila at all. Okay, and if you are cutting fruit, also like we said, you shouldn't make them have a shape. Fine.
So isn't the eating it destroying it?
Yeah, but we said it's a lot of derabanan. It's really a very, very far removed from the ikar malacha because you're not doing it with your hands, and you have no intention to rewrite it. Right? I forgot to explain something very important in this malacha, that the malacha is erasing, but midiraisa, the ikar malacha of erasing, is only erasing for a positive purpose. Okay, so for example, let's say you made a mistake and you're erasing it so you could correct it and rewrite it. That's the case of the malacha and the deraisa. Okay, that's the case of the Mishkan. Right, which by the way, you have to know, what was the case in the Mishkan? In the Mishkan, did they do that? They made mistakes in the Mishkan? That's interesting to think about it. Right? All the malachas that we say are because in the Mishkan. So, in the Mishkan, they made mistakes?
No,
they did. So, it's interesting. They have to correct the mistakes.
At the risk of sounding silly, but I've always wondered this, does it matter how you eat it? Like, if you bite it, you have to be careful not to bite half a letter, or you can't lick it? Does it matter? Do you have to like consume the entire letter at the same time, or like if you bite half a letter and leave
half
a letter?
I think biting half is okay.
And how about licking the letters off? Is that erasing? Is that cool, or is that something you should do?
How should I answer that question?
So it's better to bring your So it's always better
like using your finger.
Yeah,
I've always wondered about that.
Right. Yeah, no, I hear. I know. I think Derech Achila is mutter. Derech Achila is mutter.
A happy cake.
No, Derech Achila is mutter. Now, this, by the way. Yes. Yeah, so Yeah. Another case, they talk about all these things, is if there are already shapes, or so again, we're learning now, the way we're learning that a shape doesn't, isn't, let's say you have a napkin, they talk about, the post can talk about, let's say you have a napkin with a picture on it, and then you take the napkin and you scoop up some chocolate from this floor, or some whatever, something spilled. So now you're covering over the picture. So covering over the picture is called mechika. You're erasing, because you're erasing the picture. The picture's not there anymore. The picture that was representing something. Now, if it's just a shape, we hold that that's nothing, right? Again, a shape is nothing. But if it's a real picture, it could be, it's a problem. Okay, but our, you know, so lemaisa, they say it's mutter because it's not really mechika, whatever. Another case that they talk about in the olden days, when people used to smoke on Yom Tov, so the Prima Godim has a shaila that if you're smoking on Yom Tov, so what about you're destroying the word on the side of the cigarette because it's burning down. So you're erasing. And even if you hold, you're allowed to smoke on Yom Tov, it's because you're allowed to do fire. You're not allowed to erase words.
It's the glass that changed color. You know, the shade that turns dark outside.
Right.
When you come inside.
So the big machlok is about that. Let me see if he talks about it.
Is that the problem?
Well, he paskins that it's mutter. What?
What's mutter? The glass that turned into sunglasses when you walk inside into the glasses.
What would be the issue with that?
You're coloring. Huh? You're coloring the glasses.
You're not doing anything.
We said if you walk in front of a camera, you're creating a picture. So when you walk out, you're creating.
Maisa, that's what they say here. So there's a famous story. There's a famous story with that.
Psychoratio, right?
Huh?
That's the word.
It's a funny story. Yeah, it's a psychoratio. Very good. It's animus kam. It's a psychoratio. Maisa, they say here. That was the story. You know that. Yeah, Rabbi Israel Orbach's Rebbitzin. So you know that story, right? So anyway,
is that a problem or not?
It's a great story.
But is the sunglasses thing a problem?
No, we passed on that as mutter. The story was is that Rabbi Israel Orbach's Rebbitzin, she was the daughter of Rabbi Yashiv, and her father-in-law was Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. So she walked into a store and she was looking for glasses, and they offered her these glasses that turn, you know, this sunlight, that thing that they turn, you know. Yeah. So she said, no, I don't want to get this. She said, why not? We said, because it's whole Shalom Shabbos, that my father-in-law holds it's mutter and my father holds that it's usser, and I don't want to get involved. So they say in the story, what are you asking your father and father-in-law to go ask a Rav? So, but anyway, but that was about this. But that's really a shtickle, different malacha, which the stipler has a whole shtickle to explain why is that a different malacha. But that's the malacha of Tzoveya. Tzoveya is a different malacha. Tzoveya is coloring. Okay, coloring means that you're taking the item and you're giving it color. Yeah, exactly. Tzoveya is a shtickle, a whole different Indian. We're dealing with moichik and
you're erasing the dirt.
No, you're just coloring it. So coloring is a different, as a shtickle, different shayla that we have to cover. We have to discuss now. Lemaisa, there's a lot of other shaylas. Like they talk about. Let's say you got. Yeah, so you have something on your hand and you do netilas yadayim. There's a lot of these type of shalas. Most of these things end up being mutter because they're not being miskaven. And another, and always important to keep in mind that mechika, when you're erasing, you're usually not doing a malacha deraisa, right? Because
if you walk in the snow.
Yeah, just for a second, because mechika, you're not doing a productive thing. Usually, the isur mechika is erasing amanas to rewrite it. You're not doing it. It's derabanan, so it's much more kal. Now, your case, he's asking a case where you have a shoe that has lettering on it, and you're going to step into mud or snow, and you're leaving an imprint of the shoe on the snow. Is that called ksiva? Are you writing? So the place can talk about that to say it's mutter, because again, it's a miskaven, and it's not really.
Sure gonna happen.
Okay.
And so that's permitted?
First of all, okay, so let's figure it out ourselves. So first, it's a psik resha. So first of all, it's a malacha derabanan because it's not going to last, right? So we said, even though it's not going to last, it's awesome derabanan. Okay, it's awesome derabanan, and it's a psik resha delo nichale. Okay, but psik resha delo nichale is also.
You're not trying to create it.
So you can wear your yud kei vav kei shoes.
Yud kei vav kei shoes.
Yeah, they make a stamp in the snow every time you walk.
Don't
walk. Why would you do that? And the other one is a vav kei.
You're saying a joke. I saw that Shiloh here actually.
On the Yud Kei Vav Kei shoes?
Whatever you want to call it. Yeah, why is it so posh at Lamaisa? I mean, we have now, right? What's our heter? It's a Davar Shem Iskaven. And it's Psikresha de lo nichale, and it's a Malacha de Rabbanan. Okay, but that's not really enough to be matter, right? Oh, so it's Trey de Rabbanan. Oh, because it's also Ksiva, not in the normal way how you write. So it's like eating the cake, right? What's the heter of eating the cake? Again, the same two heterim. Because it's Psikresha de lo nichale.
What kind of psikresha is it?
Psikresha. De lo nichale means you don't care about the result.
Oh.
Normally, let's say if you're opening the fridge and your light goes on, so that's a psikresha, but it's nichale because you enjoy the fact that the light is there. Over here, you don't care about the letters getting erased and you don't care about the letters being written in the snow. So it's psikresha, but it's lo nichale. It's a much lower level. And it's done not in the normal way. In the case of eating the cake, it's done with your mouth. In the case of writing on the letter, it's done with your foot. And it's only in the malacha derabanan in the first place, because in the case of writing, it's not going to last. And in the case of the mechika, it's not done with any productive purpose. Because you're not being...
It's going to last.
What?
It's going to last.
How's it going to last? If you didn't cement or something? Let's say you didn't cement, and then all of a sudden, for the rest of the existence of that particular sidewalk, it's going to say in it, you know, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, nice, yeah. So if
what about the cake with the picture?
I would say there, it's not going to be also a
picture of a person on it. Could you cut the picture of the person?
No, so again, if it's a design, yes, but if it's a picture, then same thing, same thing as a word, right.
You say you could do it, but you should not do it?
If you don't have, if you can avoid it, I mean, I would say if you could avoid it, you should. Right. So then I would think that it's mutter. Moshe would seem to ask in that case.
Right.
According to the way I understand what he says. So even the malacha of writing on Shabbos, which seems to be like, of course we don't write, Maisa, all these applications of it come up all the time. So it's important to keep on learning the halachas. The Maisa is like this. We have only a few more malachas left. Okay. There's maybe another topic or two in Shabbos that we'd like to cover, but then I think we're kind of getting into the home stretch of Shabbos, so I have to think about what else, you know, what the next thing to learn is going to be.